her body. Father, I thank you for this church family. I thank you that we get to come here week after week and be a church family and worship you in spirit and in truth. We praise you for our freedom. We praise you for how generous you have been to us. Lord, soften our hearts that we might look up and look out to the need, to the hurt, and to the broken world around us, that we would find just one way, one situation that we can look into and help, whether it's pulling some money out of our wallet or smiling at someone or hugging someone or asking if we can help or not asking and just doing. Thank you for being Emmanuel, God with us. We love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let's stand and sing.
Time. is the Lord, the newborn King.
Family, come and do the Advent reading and candle lighting. You can be seated. I hope that reaches. Thank you. It is already the hour for you to wake up from sleep, because our salvation is nearer now than when first believed. The night is almost over and the day is drawing near. So let us put away the deeds of darkness and put on the weapons of light. Romans 13, 11 through 12.
Stir up your power, O Lord, and come. Keep us watchful and ready for the signs of your return. Keep us from being overcome with anxiety and sorrow, and keep us faithful to the end. Father God, every word in Scripture points to the gift of hope that we have because of Jesus Christ. The Christmas story wasn't the beginning of the message of hope, because the Old Testament is full of glimpses of your plan to redeem your people and restore them into a relationship with you. But we are able to truly begin to see and understand just how great your love is for us is when we read the story of Jesus' birth in Scripture. That first Christmas, you gave us the gift of hope wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. Thank you, Father, for your immeasurable gift. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
King of earth on a course unknown, bearing gifts from afar, searching for the Holy
to sing God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. You're welcome to stand with sing with us.
Save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Come, God, our Heavenly Father, a blessed angel came. And unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Now to the Lord sing praises, with you within this place, and with true love and brother, this brother now embrace. This holy tide of Christmas, all others both doth deface. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Thank you. Precious Heavenly Father, we praise you that you are such a good and a marvelous God and a good God. But Lord, we live with a fallen people. And we ourselves, Lord, have allowed your commandments to break us. But Lord, you cared about us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to offer us a choice of forgiveness and grace. Lord, we want to thank you for that. Lord, I pray for this church. I pray that you would bless each and every soul here. That, Father, when our time is over, we'll meet again as immortals in your presence, in a renewed Garden of Eden. And we'll worship you. We will serve you. What a privilege. And we'll give you praise. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. God bless.